Hey everyone, Tim here with a brief update. I'm sorry that this is late. Brittany and I always intended that this was going to be a one-week break at the midpoint of the season, but unfortunately, life got in the way and I didn't get a chance to post this. As I said, we've reached the halfway point of the season, so we wanted to take a week and introduce you to the newest podcast on the PTE Network, Draft Days, hosted by Jeffy Donuts. It's a bit of a fantasy football-style podcast, but with a new non-sports-related topic every week. What you're about to hear is the first of a two-part episode in the Best Fictional Dogs Draft. I'm on this episode, along with Pub Trivia Experience host Jeremy Goodson, Verboten host Jay Borsum, and frequent recurring guest Brian Nash. If you like what you hear, head on over to the Draft Days podcast and subscribe. They've done episodes on new metal bands, sports movies, sitcoms, and are currently in their breakfast cereal draft with many more to come. So head on over to Draft Days. That's DraughtDaze. It's a pun, and you all know we love puns here. We'll see you next week where we kick off the back half of season two with an incredible episode featuring Paul McLaughlin, Drew Buxbaum, Jamie Toon, and Mike Baney. And now, the Best Fictional Dogs Draft from Draft Days.
Grab your drinks and join us as our coaches go head-to-head to make the best fantasy team possible. Welcome to Draft Days. Hello and welcome to Draft Days, a fantasy draft podcast featuring drinking, pointless arguments, and needlessly confusing homophones. I'm your host, Jeff, and with me today are four guests ready to take on the fictional dogs draft. Let's meet our coaches. First up, from Fayetteville, North Carolina, podcast host and tank top aficionado, Tim Dipple. How have you been and what you drinking?
Oh, Jeff. I don't think you understand what you have done.
What's that?
With this panel, because we haven't even started and we've had a Rule 34 reference. We've seen how far we can push the limits, and we're gonna have a good time. And I'm gonna do it all sober. I have been fighting a gout attack for the last month.
Oh man.
Particularly in the knee. And I could deal with it in the foot. I can walk on the side of my foot. You know what you can't do? Walk on the side of your knee. it doesn't happen. So I am drinking a Sam's Cola.
Oh, there you go. What a lovely Foley.
I am excited to get started here and oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to have you on, man. Next up from Chicagoland, the hardest working woman in trivia and bubble bath enthusiast, Jay Borsum. Jay, how have you been and what you drinking?
Oh, you don't want the answer to that first question because the answer to both of them is this bottle of Siesta Key spiced rum, my friend.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Let's get you the pop here real quick. There you go.
Lovely.
You won't hear anything else like it on the network for copyright reasons, mostly. But I am living up to that epithet right now. I'm insanely busy as we record this, and the future's not looking much lighter either.
Well, I honestly love you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to come play nonsense games with us tonight.
My life is nonsense games, Jeff. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
All right, joining us from Muscatine, Iowa, it's geek trivia host and pun connoisseur, Brian Nash. Brian, how have you been and what you drinking?
I am fantastic. I'm getting to hang out with three of my favorite people in the world and one jackass. I'll let y'all decide. tonight, I'm going local. Contrary Brewing Company right here in Muscatine, Iowa. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking their Pollinator Honey Wheat. veteran owned and operated. This is only 5% ABV, but it's their honey wheat and it's some damn good stuff.
Oh, here you go. Ooh, lovely. Well done.
Wait, you can get liquor in single digits now?
You usually have to pay extra for that, Jay.
And last but not least, also from Chicagoland, it's the newest host of the PTU podcast and the person who I think is going to steal all of my picks out from under me, Jeremy Goodson. Jeremy, how have you been and what you drinking?
I've been doing good. Kind of a long day at work, but I am happy to sit down with y'all, figure this out, and drink some of this. Apparently, they thought I did a good job today because they sent me home with a Bourbon County brand stout from Goose Island.
What? Yes, you did a good job today.
We just figured it out. Jeremy is the goodest boy.
14.3% alcohol by volume, 1.9 fluid or 1.9 pints.
Oof, man.
That's
So you're in for a good night
and a shitty tomorrow.
Let me tell you, for people from not the Chicagoland area, if you can get your hands on some Goose Island Bourbon County.
Oh, that is good.
It's really good.
I think we found who's going to end up as the jackass.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to switch my microphone to my phone so I can drive over to Jeremy's house and get the rest of that from him.
For me, I wanted to kind of stay on theme, so I was looking for something with dog in its title or a dog on it. And so I found BrewDog Brewing, which is brewed in Ohio. And here's one called Elvis Juice, which doesn't sound like something I want in my mouth, but it's a grapefruit-infused IPA. Let's try this.
Is the can in black velvet?
It is not. I'll just give it a sip here.
If you please.
It just tastes like a hound dog.
Oh, holy
better
shit.
That than Elvis.
That's really good. Oh no. That's very tasty.
Hold on, I'm reading the tea leaves here. Let me pop this again.
Oh yeah, anyway, drink some more of this. We're good.
Do you guys know why it would be called Elvis Juice if it has grapefruit in it? I mean, if it was like a peanut butter stout or something, like
maybe, yeah, but
like grapefruit doesn't. Maybe
did they strain it through sequins?
I thought it would taste like a hunk of burning UTI.
Ooh, Jesus Christ!
Damn!
Oh, wow. God, we are off to the races. Barely 6 minutes in. All right. Well, if everybody is ready, let's go over the rules of the game.
On draft days, our guests become coaches of their own fantasy teams. The goal of the game is to build the strongest team possible. Instead of athletes, the players on our teams will be items that fit today's theme. We pick our teams using a snake draft, which means that the draft order reverses after each round. Coaches will take turns drafting players to their team from a limited pool of options. Once a player has been chosen, they're taken out of the pool and can't be chosen by another coach. After the coaches have each drafted 5 players, our teams are complete, and we will move on to our scoring round. Let's get started with today's draft.
Okay, today we are drafting fictional dogs. Pretty much any dog character, as long as it's based on not a real dog, is up for grabs. That includes characters that aren't actually dogs per se, like robots or aliens. As long as they're described as being dog-like, we are taking dogs from pretty much any type of media, movies, TV, comics, games, mascots, literature, as long as they're not a real dog or based on a real life. I mean, some of them are going to be real dogs. You know what I mean? As long as it's not like Laika or, you know, my dog Macaroni, who's sleeping quietly behind me.
I'm a real dog.
Yeah. Pretty much anything that has its basis in fiction is perfectly up for grabs. Even though all dogs are great puppers, some of the things we'll be looking for in our picks include their breed, IMDb film scores, whether or not they talk, how they are portrayed, their abilities and relationships, and their overall popularity. And as always, as the commissioner, my rulings are final. To get our draft order, I'm going to do a little bit of RNG, thanks to our unofficial sponsor, random.org. And your draft order for tonight is Brian drafting first, Jer in the second position, I'm drafting third, Jay in the fourth position, and Tim bringing us home. One last thing before we start, we need team names. So, Brian, what are you using for your team name tonight?
I'm feeling a little AC/DC tonight, so we're giving the dog a bone.
Very nice. And next up, Jer, what are you doing for your team name?
I decided to channel how my fantasy teams have been doing this year overall, particularly in football, and we're going to go with Pooper Scooper.
All right. I am going to be Iggy Pup and the Pooches. I'm a big fan of their album Paw Power. That's an extra Iggy Pop pun for everybody. Jay, what are you doing with your team?
I mean, there was really only one right answer here. I am Courage the Cowardly Team.
And I'm assuming that's spelled with a K.
It's spelled with two Ks, sir. You can you can do two, you can do four. Three is right out.
I was unprepared for that for the second one. And Tim, what are you doing? What are you
There's
doing?
Joke in there.
Yes, three is definitely right out.
All right, Tim, what are you doing for your team name?
So I considered doing Man's Best Frenemy, but oh, I decided that my bite was worse than my bark.
All right, perfect. All righty, so we have our team names, we have our draft order. The only thing left to do is actually draft. So, Brian, you have the honor of drawing first blood. You're on the clock. What are you doing for our number one pick of the fictional dog draft?
Okay, so there's a couple of ways I could go with this, but I really think I kind of have to go with the OG. He's the same age as me, as in fucking ancient. So we're going to go ahead and the number one draft pick is going to be Ruby Ruby Who!
Scooby-Doo.
Ruh-roh.
When I try to play out how I think these things are going to go in my head, I couldn't see anybody else going. Maybe one or two other people, but not by a lot. Scooby-Doo's got to be the number one, I think.
That's a really strong choice there. I hate you for it.
All
right. Nothing but love, my dear.
Jer, pick number two of round one is on you. What do you got?
This is a really tough one because, like, the first thing I think of is Scooby-Doo. Like, so him being off the list, and I kind of saw that coming. It's an obvious pick, and it sucks because I kind of wanted that. I'm having a hard time deciding for sure because there's a lot of other good dogs, and I'm between two. They're all good dogs. I'm probably going to regret this later, but I love the fact that this character is rated the 69th greatest cartoon TV character of all time.
Nice.
And that is Clifford. I'm going to go with Clifford.
The big red dog.
We have our lineman.
The entire line, just one dog.
Yep.
Clifford, the big red dog, going second in the first round. That is way higher than I thought Clifford was going to go. But he is a very big, very red dog. So, I mean, got to give him props where it's necessary.
You know what? Don't really know what the metrics are going to be in the long run. And I figured having a big dog that can just like wipe out a whole other team on his own.
So Jeremy, of course, going with the famous adage, it's not the size of the fight in the dog.
It's the size of the dog in the fight.
All right. It is up to me then. Man, I'm really torn. That really sucks. How could you go Clifford second? I was like, okay, one and two. I know which is going first. So I got to go three. I'm going to go Goofy. I can't not. If he's available, I got to take him. Goofy, a.k.a. Dippy Dog. Coming with on Iggy Pup and the Pooches.
All right.
Like the only Disney dog that is not a dog, but is a dog.
But is still a dog.
The only dog that would have a pet dog in the Disneyverse.
All right, Jay, that brings us to you. Who are you taking with us for round one, pick number four?
So here's the situation I find myself in, Jeff.
I know exactly the situation you find yourself in.
I'm fourth hole in the first round. Yeah. So I'm going to pick here. And then Tim's going to get two picks on the snake. And then it's coming back to me.
Yep.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Tim and I are going to get into a knockdown, drag-out fight over exactly one of these fictional dogs. It might not even be a good pick for the draft, but necessarily the question becomes, Tim, what do you want to give me for this pick?
This is the second episode of Rome where people have tried to trade position.
Gee, I wonder what pick you are talking about here, Jay.
I mean, do I break his heart now or do I talk this out for another minute and then inevitably break his heart because there was only one answer for my first round pick if I went before Tim, and it is Bluey.
I already started typing it.
Damn right you did.
I Bluey hate Healer. So much about you right now.
I want to remind you, Tim, that there's a lot of dogs in the Bluneyverse.
And I'm well aware and I'm considering. Well aware, and I'm considering.
Tim, I believe the term you're looking for is all your ass.
My entire ass.
That's it. Yeah.
My entire ass.
My entire ass, Tim. Look, I offered it to you. I don't know if I legally can, but I want it recorded. I want the audience to know I was humble and I gave you a chance. It's all Jeff's fault, ultimately, for not having some kind of trade mechanic.
It is. I will remedy that. Never. Tim.
Well, now, while you're setting up, I had to change perspectives here to represent my team.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I changed the bingo ears.
Oh,
you know, I didn't even register that they were bingo ears.
Just let it be known, I almost chose Bluey just to spite both of you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
The violence that would have happened, Jeremy.
Immediately, just two video channels closed. Gone. I quit.
Rage quit the draft in the first round.
All right, Tim. Bringing us out of round one and into round two, back-to-back picks for 5 and 6. What do you got?
Okay, so obviously, one of these picks was going to be Bluey Healer. But Jay sucks. I think ultimately, especially once I saw that I had back-to-back picks, I could play around with some things. Mm-hmm. My first pick is going to be a character that is from a movie that I actually haven't seen.
Okay.
But I know that this movie is highly rated. Mm-hmm. I know that this dog is highly rated. Yeah. And I'm going for the metric strategy here. And I'm going to take Doug, the dog from Up.
D-U-G, Doug.
Squirrel!
That's...
looking at the metrics, I think that's a very smart play.
It is.
Because if we get the IMDb rating, it's a very high rating. IMDb actually lists it number one rated in its best dog movies.
Really?
So they have a list called Best Dog Movies. And if you sort that list by rating, Up is number one.
Oh.
Would have been a great thing for you to know before this, Jeff.
Well, I have... On my list, I have that as the highest score on IMDb on mine, tied with one other dog.
Okay. Doug is going to be my first pick because Up is entirely too strong of a player to ignore.
Yep.
For my second pick, and Jay brings up an interesting point. There are a lot of dogs in the Blueyverse.
Yeah.
And I cannot leave my first set of picks without taking. I am tossing an imaginary coin in my head. I mean, ultimately, I don't think it makes a difference in the metrics. It's more of who do I want on my team. I am going to take Bandit Healer.
Strong, strong choice. That Bandit one has a healer. Job.
Bandit and Chili
does
both actually
it does make a difference. So Bandit, yeah. Bandit Healer is going to be my pick. He's the world's best dad. pretty much any dad who watches it feels inferior and strives to be Bandit Healer. So that's going to be my first pick in round two.
Wonderful. I as soon as Bluey came off and I knew you were going to possibly dip into the Blueyverse again. Is it Blueyverse, Bluey Universe? I don't know which it is.
I don't know. It's a show for 4-year-olds. You can call it whatever you want.
It's a show for adults that they use to entertain 4-year-olds. It really that is what Bluey is.
I feel yes. This is going totally off script because I'm not talking about dogs for a second. But my oldest son was young enough to watch Yo Gabba Gabba when it was on.
Oh, remarkably good show.
I loved that show. It was one of the few children's shows that he could watch that I was like, yes, this is the guy from the Aquabats. I am on board for this. Way to go. Anyway, Jay, bringing us further into round two with the second pick, who are you taking with you on your team?
So the preparation I did for this episode, Jeff, in its entirety was none.
Watched an episode of Bluey.
H. No, preparation.
I watched
H.
every episode of Bluey twice in the bubble bath. You should get on my level. As we were preparing to hit the record button, I just kind of wrote down a list of 14 or 15 dogs that I think are going to be like sleepers here, yeah. Which is great because we're in round two. And what I want is a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So my list is completely, entirely useless, but I think what I'm going to do is bounce off the list for the next three picks. And I'm going to go with one that honestly, even though we're only six picks in, I'm surprised was not like in the top five, maybe the most beloved fictional dog of all time. I'm going with Lassie.
Lassie. Oh, Lassie is a real dog.
Lassie was seven real dogs.
Yes. But you know what?
Lassie is a female dog that was played exclusively by male dogs.
But the story of Lassie was based on a real dog.
All right.
Let's, you know what?
So Lassie shows up on Wikipedia's fictional dogs yeah. in live action.
But when I'm not going to disallow it. I'm going to let you have her. But I found that really interesting. Because it's not worth arguing about because the first story that Lassie was based on is so unrelated to whatever mm-hmm. came back from the rest of it that it's not worth even bothering. See,
ultimately, what I'm doing is I'm saving you the hate comments after this comes out about how could you do this and not have Lassie on it.
That is fair.
What it really comes down to is Jeff wanted Lassie.
No, he's trying to make excuses. No, I don't want Lassie. It's gonna throw Timmy down the fucking well.
Just remember, it is your show and you are entitled to be wrong about it.
That's absolutely correct. All right, Lassie going round two, pick number two. She's a good girl played by mostly boys, I believe, right? Isn't that the case?
I think it's exclusively male dogs who have portrayed Lassie. Yeah.
All right. Next.
That is not commentary, by the way, and I will take no comments on it.
We'll take no questions. Next up. Round two, pick number three, my team, Iggy Pup and the Pooches. I have a wide open field that I did not expect. There's a lot of stuff to be taken still. What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? I think that just in case. Oh, this is really tough. I'm between two and it's going to be Crypto, the super dog.
Oh, damn you.
That one's coming off the sleeper list.
That was my number one sleeper, man.
So I always remember from writing trivia about the League of Super Pets and other such silly kind of comic things. I remember reading about all of the super animals. There's a monkey and a horse and a cat and there's a couple of other dogs floating around in other comics and stuff like that I won't mention currently. But I was like, man, I can't believe that they have a Kryptonian dog flying around, like shooting things with lasers. Like, can you imagine trying to walk a dog and then the dog sees a squirrel and then sets a building on fire? Like, that's got to be the worst thing for Clark Kent taking Bart Kent out for a walk. And all of a sudden he's got to go change his clothes and go save somebody from a fire. But I'm taking Crypto, coming on my team. If you guys have not seen the Justice League League of Super Pets movie, there is a fantastic scene where Crypto is jealous of Lois Lane and Clark, and he
dreams about grabbing her by the ankle and throwing her into the ocean. And I laughed for maybe 5 minutes straight when I saw that the first time, because it is so unexpected.
Is that what my dog Louie is channeling every day when my wife comes home from work? Because he sits here bored out of his skull every day with me. I work from home. The moment she walks in the door, mom's home, mom's home, yeah. Mom's home, runs, exactly. Jumps, shows off his toys. And I'm like, we could have done this. I was here.
You could do this all day long. What are you doing? All right, Jer, you've got round two, pick four. Who are you taking for team Pooper Scooper?
So this one's actually a lot easier for me than I expected, because I expected this pick to be gone. And yeah. I will say there is no rule stating that I cannot have this pick.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to go with it. And that is Air Bud.
Air Bud is Buddy, the golden retriever, on the list for Pooper Scooper. He actually, I don't know if it's, I'm assuming it's a he. Maybe shouldn't do that. Maybe I should ask Buddy. But plays basketball, then football, then baseball, I want to say.
Then soccer.
Oh, that's right. The World Pup. I forgot about it.
And then has a bunch of puppies later on, I guess. And
there's like 12 of those buddies.
And then, yes. Oh, and they're all buddies? Really bad when you get down to the buddies line. Oh.
Oh, they're awful. They were all really
bad at Air Bud.
Yeah. It was Air Bud, then Air Bud Golden Receiver, then Seventh Inning Fetch, then World Pup, and then it was I had to do this for a sports movie. I had to write all of these down for sports movies. It was horrendous. I'm so glad nobody picked them for sports movies.
Yeah, there's 11 or 12 movies, and then they go into Air Buddies, which is the puppies.
They're in space, and they're in, oh, man.
They save Earth, all right? You cannot.
He is a world hero.
Yes.
But Buddy, the basketball and other sports playing pooch, going to Pooper Scooper.
We forgot Spike's Back, the volleyball movie.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I am going to ask, though, for a doping test on Buddy. Just to the league commissioner here for this. Obviously, there's something going on with like performance enhancement.
Yeah, he had to get his collar replaced like 3 years in a row. Like Barry Bonds' head, like just keeps getting bigger. All right, bringing us out of round two, Brian, what is your fifth pick for round two for giving the dog a bone?
Well, I fully expected this one to be long gone. There's no way I have to pick Snoopy.
As soon as you said that you expected it to be long gone, I expected to begin typing Snoopy. Snoopy going round two, pick five for Snoopy. That is a tremendous value.
That's a travesty.
I just want to make sure that we all understand, Brian, you're not using the term Snoopy as like a familiar abbreviation for Snoop Dogg, right? Because Snoop Dogg does not count for this draft, and I will throw the flag.
I was not prepared for that. Oh, my God. Is anybody going to buy one of his smokeless fireplaces? This may not make sense when this comes out in 2024, but recently Snoop Dogg said he was giving up smoke and everybody lost their mind. And then he was like, no, I mean, from my smokeless fireplace, not exactly what you thought I meant.
It is
apparently
the epitome of viral marketing in 2023. If he doesn't win an award for that, I don't know.
See, I know he's launching like an edibles line with Martha Stewart. So I assumed he was just going to be like, I'm just going to go to edibles now.
All right. Well, before we get into round three, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors.
Hey, trivia lovers.
Oh, yeah. Hey, trivia lovers. Remind you of that.
Okay, we're doing it live, Brian. Do you remember the script?
Oh, God. At this point, I should have it memorized.
You would think I do, given how many times I've heard it.
You know what's really going to be funny is Brian was talking, and then I said, let's hear from our sponsors, and then Brian's going to talk again.
Hey, trivia lovers. Want to get the pub trivia experience in an interactive way? Check out Liquid Courage Entertainment. With a wide range of offerings online, LK has you covered. Streaming a wide variety of trivia games on Twitch with one-of-a-kind formats like Tringo, Guesstimate, Mega Sheep, and more. Or check out the World Trivia Federation, With 36 hours to answer each quiz and no obligation, the WTF is the perfect solution to scratch that trivia itch on your own time. Come see us at twitch.tv/liquid_courage or check out patreon.com/liquidcourage to join the WTF for as little as $2 a month. That's Liquid Courage with a K. Innovative, interactive, intoxicating.
All right, so starting off round three with pick number one, Brian with his team, giving the dog a bone. Who are you taking with you?
Oh, now it's a little more interesting. So I have to consider, there's several things I want to consider on this. And damn it, Jeff, you took my super dog. you took my flying dog away from me.
I did.
So I'm going to have to take the other one. I'm going underdog.
Oh,
no.
No, man. Man, that is such a good one, too. Damn it. If he was going to be around in round five, I was totally going to take Shoeshine Boy. But underdog is a great pick. My God. I should probably do my job and type it on the list. Underdog. All right.
Oh, that's going to hit a lot of metrics really well. He talks. He's old. He's super.
Yep. He has a job. He shines shoes.
Yes.
All right. Continuing round three with pick number two, JR with Pooper Scooper. Who's your next pick?
Brian just threw an entire wrench into my plans. I'm
love
not
you
sure
too, buddy.
I had underdog. Yeah, sure you do. I'm between two, and I'm hoping the other one I want is going to be around later, but we'll see. I'm going to go with the talking dog. That's probably really high on the metrics because of the movies they've been in and how they're rated. Mm-hmm. And take that on. And he also talks, and that is Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog. So I have a quick question for you guys. Before we, and I just want to sort it now before we get to scoring, because it's going to come up. Is Slinky Dog a Slinky Dog, or is he a dachshund?
I think he qualifies as a dachshund in as much as he is intended to be a representation of a dachshund.
Right. Or is he a Slinky Dog? I'm not positive.
So Wiki lists him as Slinky Toy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For breed. I think Slinky Dog might count. Yeah. That's
I mean, right. I'll be honest with you, Chris. When we were workshopping some dogs to add to my list before the recording, he's like, "Does Slinky Dog count?"
Yeah,
he's not a dog. But he's a toy.
Yeah, okay. But if you look at the thing, it says like humans in dog costumes count.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, we're currently arguing the breed of the dog, and we're now conceding that the breed of the dog is toy, but not in the way that toy works in the dog context.
Okay, here's a question that for the whole panel.
Yeah.
Does it matter? Can you name another dachshund that would be on this list?
Well, Tim and I can, but...
Yeah, I have quite a... Well, that's
yeah,
true.
There's
we'll
no
see
way
if
that,
another one even
there's
comes
no way
up.
That one's going off the list.
I mean, I might do it now for spite, you know. The fact that I've only picked one character in the Bluniverse is, frankly, it's a gift to you, Jeff.
You've only had one pick.
I got Lassie, sir.
Oh, yeah, you do have two. Sorry.
So I'm up next. Iggy Pup and the Pooches, round three, pick three. And I'm looking at my list of stuff that I want. And stuff that I should grab. And the stuff that I want is a longer list. So the stuff that I should grab is a tiny little list. And all of my should grabs are gone. So I'm going to lean into dog breeds and hope that nobody else can pick another polar bear dog. And I'm going to take Naga from The Legend of Korra, the polar bear dog, for my next pick.
Interesting.
Very
I had that on my possible list, and I was hoping nobody was going to go there in just in case, but very good choice.
I can't not abuse my love of Avatar as much as possible when given the opportunity.
I've watched through it twice with my son. We love that. Oh, we love Avatar and Korra. It's so good.
I didn't think I was going to like Korra as much as I did, and I really enjoyed it especially all this. Bolin might be my favorite character from the entire series, especially when he's Nuktuk, the hero of the South. Also Naga helping out in that role. But enough talking about the things that I find interesting. Let's move on to Jay with round three, pick four for Courage the Cowardly team. Who are you adding to your team?
We got to start thinking about these metrics, really, don't we? I want a dog who talks. I want a dog that can hold down a job. I want a dog that somehow is both simultaneously a pet and is capable of being a pet owner.
Mm-hmm.
I want a dog that has had a weird amount of sexual relations with people.
You want a dog with a short skirt and a long jacket?
I want Brian Griffin.
Yeah, Brian, I knew that's where you were going. I'm mad now because he was also next on my list.
Shut up, Peter.
Hey, Brian.
You know, the superior Brian in this context.
Who was?
I love you too.
Nobody asked you, JK.
All right. Brian Griffin going round three, pick four. Tim, you got round three, pick five, and round four, pick one, back to back. Who are you taking with you on your team?
Okay, this is where I consult the metrics a little bit more. Okay, so if we do the year, it's the single earliest. It's not the team cumulative.
That's correct.
Okay, so it only is beneficial to have one particularly old dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me three choices that I'm thinking of here. And I think I am going to go with a dog who was first introduced in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Chewbacca. Chewbacca doesn't count. we've already established that. It is somebody who I think you can argue has powers.
Mm-hmm.
You can. They definitely would qualify as a sidekick. And it gives me a live action tick mark. And I am going to take K-9 from Doctor Who.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Man.
Oh, you took Bluey, bitch.
Fair is fair. I hate you, but fair is fair.
Good pick, yeah. Mesta. I added the robot category so that I could try to pick K-9, you son of a bitch.
Number two on my list right now.
I'm just watching my list like tick away as everybody else goes, and I'm getting angry.
I had a couple other ones that I was debating, but I think of my teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the metric is called, but for my old dogs, I think he checks more boxes than some of the older dogs that I had on my list. So I think I'm going with K-9. I am going with K-9 there.
Yeah.
Now the question becomes, who do I take from here? My list is very short.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go with a dog who is a jack of many, many trades. He's a spokes pup.
Mm-hmm.
He's a musician. He has been live action. He has been animated.
I know exactly. So I'm just going to type it.
Nope,
I won't. I'll let you say it first just in case I'm wrong, but I'm not.
I'm taking Rolf.
Yeah, God, I was right.
Didn't even occur to me to go Muppet.
He was my next pick.
Yeah.
Mine too, so I would have actually stolen one from you, jackass.
You're all welcome.
Oh, man.
You see, I've got Chopper on my tank top. I'm an agent of chaos. and a war criminal.
Yes, deadliest character in the entire Star Wars universe.
It's too bad that droids don't count as dogs.
Well, K-9 kind of does. He's not a Star Wars droid. I'm picking a gonk droid for my next pick.
But yeah, I'm going with Rolf from the Muppets.
Good pick, man. That is tough to see go. That's another one off my list. Jay, Courage the Cowardly Team, you're on the clock. Who are you taking with you for your next pick?
Yeah, we're into the, I think that I've overthought this relative to all of y'all at this point on my list personally, because every one of these is, you know, like a fifth round fun sleeper for me. None of them are great choices metrically. So I have to decide, do I want to pick somebody in the dog sphere that I think is going to annoy one of you? Or one that will actually score points across a couple of possible metrics. So as I kind of look down here, there's one or two that if I could get to in round five, I'll be pretty happy. And I'm pretty sure at least one, if not both of them, will be available.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anybody will have thought about this character, but I think it's a stronger play than any of the other ones that I have kind of earmarked for round five. So it might be kind of going off script here, but I'm going to take Jake the dog from Adventure
Time. God damn it. God, I am so mad at you. I was really hoping I was going to snag him. Oh, right out from underneath me. That was my very next pick.
Oh, I love that for me.
Oh, you bitch. Oh, I'm so mad. Oh.
How much of this game is just us thinking, how can we screw over the people after us?
Oh, man. I think it's really going to depend on the panel that I have on the show. But on this panel specifically, I think that's a very high rating for this.
The spite factor is the reason I'm here mostly.
How could I make this bad for Jeremy currently? All right. So Jake the dog going round four, pick two. And now it's my turn. And I have to try to read Jeremy's mind and see what I can steal from him. Oh, man, this really sucks. I don't know how strong this character might be. And it might be kind of a spoiler to other people that have chosen a dog of the same breed. So I might not pick that just because that wouldn't do me any favors either. It would just be ruining it for other people.
That's half the fun, though, buddy.
Yeah, but it's more fun to steal a pick than it is to waste a pick to void somebody else's Scrabble or category score. I wonder. Let me see. Where is it at? Now I have to look. Sort by name. By 170 dogs.
Oh, look at Johnny Research over here.
I think I am going to go with Chief from Isle of Dogs. I don't know if you guys have seen Isle of Dogs. It sounds like nobody likes that movie but me. And I'm okay with that. Although I did want to steal that from somebody. But if you guys have never seen Isle of Dogs, it is a wonderful movie directed by Wes Anderson. It's one of his stop motion movies along with Fantastic Mr. Fox. And the very short version of the story is a cat loving person takes control of a city and uses his mayoral powers to remove all dogs from essentially Japan and put them on a trash island. They all live together on a trash island. And a young boy named Atari, who loves his dog Spot, goes to find Spot on the island to bring him back home. And he is befriended by a bunch of dogs voiced by a bunch of really good actors, Bob Balaban, Bill Murray, Edward Norton, Jeff Goldblum, and Chief is voiced by Bryan Cranston. And Chief is a stray dog that hates humans very much, tries to bite them and scare them all the time. And you'll never guess what happens to Chief and Atari. But I love that movie very much, and I would be remiss if I didn't pick Chief. I might kick myself for not picking my other pick, but I'm gonna go with Chief.
I haven't seen that yet, but I need to.
Yeah, it's quite good. And one of the parts, I don't mean to just spew about it, but one of the parts that I like about it most is that it is told from a dog perspective. So almost all of the speaking that's done in the show is done by dogs, and everybody else speaks Japanese. So there are translations and stuff like that, but a lot of times, like, if it's a human talking, you almost don't understand them unless you speak fluent Japanese, and then you'd understand them. But it kind of flips the perspective a little bit. So it's kind of like you'd understand, like, from a dog perspective when a human's talking to you and you don't understand it, you know?
Cool.
But anyway, yeah, worth a watch if you haven't seen it.
You had me at Atari.
All right. Round four, pick four. JR with Team Pooper Scooper, who are you taking with you?
I'm between two right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for metric purposes, I'm going to try to go with the oldest dog and I'm pretty sure a breed that probably hasn't been picked yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with Toto.
You bastard.
That was on my short list when I took Rolf.
That was definitely on my list as well, too, when I was looking at, if I wanted to try and find a dog that was introduced very early, Toto is really early.
And Rolf is way earlier than you probably realize, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 70...
62.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought he was like 72, 73.
Purina commercials.
Yeah. Right. Purina commercials, yep. And then he was on the Jimmy Dean show before even going to the Muppets.
Yep. Yeah. But yeah, alrighty. Toto.
That's why he was my sleeper, you son of a bitch.
But, you know, I blessed the rains down in Africa.
Oh, I was hoping we were going to make it out without a joke. All right, Brian. Just
hold the line.
Have you met us?
That's fair. Given the dog a bone, round four, pick five, and round five, pick one. You got back-to-back, so you're on the clock. Who are you taking with you?
All right. So, taking a look at the metrics, there's three I wanted to choose, and I had three because I expected one of them to get taken, and none of them did.
Yeah.
So now I have to pick and decide which one of these three I'm going to not pick. All of mine, I think, are going to qualify as animated dogs, so technically I don't have any live actions. So I think
that could work in your favor. That could work in your favor. Could,
but I kind of want to hedge my bets just in case metric wise.
Yeah.
So I think my first pick is going to be Gromit.
Oh,
good pick.
Very good pick. There goes that off my list.
And Gromit.
Yeah.
And that covers some claymation live action stuff.
I was wondering if that was going to come up after Jeff started talking about claymation stuff when he picked Chief.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I currently, in case this changes your mind, let me see if I have it. Because I believe that I have stop motion in animation and not live. Because it's a form of animation and it's not.
No, you're right. You're right. Stop motion you had under animated. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay.
But like, I'll let you take it back if you want to take it back and pick somebody else.
No, for several other reasons, I'm still good with Gromit.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. It
ticked several boxes.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We'll just have to roll the dice here. Because after Gromit, I'm going to go ahead and pick. I was looking at K-9 as a good choice, except for there was one particular metric that I'm like, well, it's only the letter K. So he's good, but I can think of one that meets that standard better.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So I'm going to choose from Jimmy Neutron. I'm going to take Goddard.
Goddard. The Robo Dog. Another Robo Dog.
Yes.
That, is that? No, we have Slinky. I was going to say, and Doug. There's a few other CG. I was like, is that the first CG one that we've picked? No. But yeah, Goddard. Because that, if I remember correctly, I was too old to personally be like interested in the show. But I remember that show it started as a movie and then became a TV show, right? Is that the...
Yes.
Does anybody movie remember?
First, then TV show.
Yeah.
And the movie was surprisingly good. The bad guys were voiced by Patrick Stewart was the king, and Martin Short was his jester sidekick. It was surprisingly good for a Nickelodeon movie.
That's not bad. All right. Helping us close out round five with pick number two, Pooper Scooper. Jer, who's your last pick of the game?
I thought about this kind of long and hard of where I wanted to go because I had a few dogs left on my list here. Mm-hmm. And I decided to pick a dog that could absolutely hold down a job. He wears a suit, nonetheless, for his job. He's also known as Agent F, and that is Frank the Pug
man
from Men in Black.
At last round, I was like, what can I steal from Jeremy? Because I want to be a bastard.
Oh, that one is choice.
But that's literally who I was looking at. I was like, I wonder who I could pick for next round, because I was right at Goddard, and Frank the Pug is right there above him. And I'm like, ooh, that'd be a good pick. Are you serious? The Frank the Pug action figure sings Who Lets the Dog Out?
Oh, yes.
I was wondering if we were going to make it out of the episode without hearing Who Let the Dogs Out. I'm assuming
the answer to that is no.
Nope. Yes. We're not.
Sitting on the shelf behind me is Frank the Pug in the suit.
Well, you know the difference between Jeremy and Frank, right? Frank makes this look good.
Oh, damn.
There you go. Frank has hair.
That's right. Too obvious.
So I'm for my last pick of the game, I'm so torn. There's so many really good choices left. And I always get to this point and I feel like I'm like, oh, I'll just throw whatever I feel like out. And that's the thing that kills me. So I should maybe think a little bit more about what I'm actually doing. But instead of doing that, I'm going to not. And I might just go with that. I'm going to end up cutting all of me waffling between 1,000 different choices. But this has happened literally every episode where I have choice paralysis because I have too much stuff that I'm looking at.
Oh, no. Somebody did too much research. For you. Go.
I am going to go with the original party dog, Spuds McKenzie.
Nice choice.
Spuds McKenzie.
Ah, didn't think about McKenzie. Nice.
I don't think I'm gonna make a stand if real dogs come up. But I don't want to have a zero on that. I don't think I have any other real dogs because everything I picked is animated so far. But he has a job. He's a salesman.
Yeah.
Technically,
well, yeah, and a party dog. Yeah.
And a party dog. Yeah. He's a mascot and a party dog. Is that two jobs? Can I get 2 points for that? It's my own game. I say yes. And last pick for you, Jay. Pick five or round five, pick four, Courage of the Cowardly Team. Who are you taking with you?
Oh, this is going to be a dumb one.
Oh, no.
But I have to decide which dumb one. I have three. And I guarantee you, Jeff, throughout all your research, throughout all your little metric building, you did not think of any one of these three to add to your list. I'm gonna try to sneak one through the back door here.
Let's see.
And I'm going to see if the commissioner will let me through with it. Because before we started recording, we had a clarification on the rules.
Yeah.
And you said that 50% or more dog counted.
Yeah.
Did you not?
Yeah.
And I have that on tape.
Do you, though?
Inuyasha.
You, man.
Half dog, half demon. Inuyasha.
Man.
Oh, my other two are even dumber.
I'm going to wait one more turn before I say what I thought you were going to say, at which I specifically researched.
Just in case.
But Inuyasha is a solid pick.
It also appeases my wife, the biggest Inuyasha fan in the world.
I'm trying to think because I don't have any of, you're right. You snuck one past me. I don't have any of those stats. So I don't know much about it. I mean, I know about them, but I don't know the exactitudes of anything.
That is a sleeper right there.
Yeah, it's a sneaky one. All right, Tim, last pick of the game, round five, pick five. Who are you taking with you?
I think that I need a live action.
Mm-hmm.
I have two and a half animated. I have one and a half live action. I think I could probably make a push for a middle of the road, rack up points by not excelling in a particular category. And I'm going to take the one that I thought Jay was going to take. Mm-hmm. The one we discussed before the round.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with the Mog, the half man, half dog. He's his own best friend. I'm going with Barf from Spaceballs.
Look, you can't just sneak in something because it's half dog. All right, Tim.
See, and I misunderstood. I thought we said we couldn't use Barf, so I crossed him off my list.
No,
50% rounded up. That was the conversation.
Yep.
I had initially said, no, of course not. And then you guys convinced me by saying they're mostly dog. And I was like, well, I can't argue with that. I mean, you know, what am I going
to
do?
Hold on. I never get to do this. But Jeremy, actually, Barf is at least half dog. Therefore, it counts.
I'm sorry. His full name is Bartholomew.
Yes. And I want Bartholomew on the board in case the tiebreaker comes up.
Come on. All right. So I will say, Jay, I could have sworn your last pick was going to be Dogpool.
No, that's just going to make me happy.
Yeah. But I specifically was like, I should probably put Dogpool on here just in case. Just in case. Jay is involved.
No, mine are even dumber.
I will say I'm surprised, and one of the picks I kept putting off and then ended up not picking, Beethoven. Nobody chose Beethoven.
But Beethoven doesn't do much, and it's the exact reason why I ruled out Wishbone.
Yeah. Wishbone's great, too. But, yeah, that is the real downside of this is that the metrics really decide who ends up going on the list, despite how popular they are. There's a ton of dogs from the ranker list that didn't get picked just because. Oh, look at this. My son brought me a little balloon dog.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, buddy, Luke. And it's thematic. Because of the metrics end up deciding where we go with our picks. And a lot of times, depending on how the metrics are understood or written by me, there are very popular dogs, of which I could name a whole bunch, that end up not being picked just because they would only be worth mediocre points. And you'd have to really like that character to pick that dog. One of the ones that I was debating on picking was Cerberus, because by far he would
have been one of the two.
He was the oldest dog, 700 BC.
I have him. I can show you. Damn. Cerberus was the next one I was going to try to sneak past you.
Yep. There's a few other ones that we can get to, but let's really quickly recap. Let's really quickly recap the teams that we have so far.
If we need to recrap, we have the pooper scooper.
Fair. Brian, giving the dog a bone, has Scooby-Doo, Snoopy, Underdog, Gromit, and Goddard. That is a strong team. Pooper Scooper with Clifford the Big Red Dog, Buddy, Slinky Dog, Toto, and Frank the Pug. Iggy Pup and the Pooches has Goofy, Crypto the Super Dog, Naga, Chief, and Spuds McKenzie. Man, I'm going to lose so bad. Courage the Cowardly Team has Bluey Healer, Lassie, Brian Griffin, Jake the Dog, and Inuyasha. And Tim's Worse Than His Bark has Doug, Bandit Healer, K9, Rolf, and Barf. The last half of your team just sounds like I had a flu. Rolf and Barf. It's just not working well for everybody. All right. Well, those teams look pretty spectacular. I'm excited. There's a lot of good girls and bestest boys for us to bring to the combine and see how they score. Before we get out of this episode, Tim, is there anything you'd want to promote before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I mean, right here on the PTE network, you can find me on the Frenemy Trivia podcast, where myself and Brittany Shaw sling the tank tops and the puns. I'll let you figure out who's who. And we run a mini trivia tournament in every episode. Our best frenemy of the season is on the episode. Everybody that is actually everybody's been on the episode or the show so far. So
speaking from experience, I don't care for the show very much. It's it didn't work out well for me. I don't care for it.
Yeah, we got other guests eventually, Tim.
I love the show. I don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, you can find Frenemy Trivia anywhere you find your podcasts.
Jay, how about you? What of your 900 things would you like to talk about for 30 seconds?
Oh, God, you're going to limit me to 30 seconds. Verboten here on the PTE podcast, one of our newer shows, not the newest show, but yeah, that's every Tuesday that drops. I am the chairwoman of the World Trivia Federation. It is the best trivia federation you don't play. Quizzes go live 3 days a week for that. I, of course, stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/liquid_courage, trivia and trivia adjacent content. Also, I own an entire ass trivia brand in the Chicago area, Liquid Courage Entertainment. There's other stuff. I cannot remember it. That's why I have a link tree. It'll be in the show notes. It's got all my bits.
Brian, anything you'd like to promote?
I would like to promote the best trivia federation around. WTF is goddamn brilliant. And I really just said that to watch Jay roll her eyes again.
Every goddamn already, time,
you,
Brian.
You probably already heard me talk about it on the commercial break anyway. if you ever find yourself in the Quad Cities, USA on the Iowa-Illinois border, you can find me at Nerdspeak Brewery on Friday nights. I host Geek Trivia. I'll let Jeremy talk about the other part.
Well, that's a good enough segue. Jer, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I guess I'll go right into that. Brian has been kind enough to join me on Thursday nights and bring his geek trivia to the internet for everyone to enjoy. He does his game of geek trivia on my Twitch channel, and then I write round 5 based on a die roll at the end of the game. So, you know, you get some clout from getting in whatever place you get in, especially if you get first place. But the real winner is whoever wins the die roll at the end. So all you have to do is play to win. And if you get chosen, you get to choose what the round 5 category is for the next week. And I write that one. And we do that almost every Thursday night. I know there's been some breaks here and there where we need it. But 9:30 p.m. Central Time on my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LKJeremy, as in Liquid Courage with a K. And yeah, we'd love to have you come join us. Other than that, I mean, you're listening to something on the PTE network right now. Just find me floating around here or other podcasts.
Just floating through space. Just
exactly.
Oh, God, I forgot I have a TikTok, too. Find me there. I knew there was a fifth thing.
I don't.
Well, that's going to be it for this episode. You can head to Draft Days, spelled the dumb way, on all your favorite social media platforms. Let us know how you think we did. Let us know who we missed and who you think is going to win. You can join us next week when we bring our teams to the Combine, our scoring section of the draft, and see which one of us walks away as the best in show. Until next time, I've been Jeff.
I've been Tim.
I've been Jay.
I've been Brian.
And I've been Jeremy.
And this has been Draft Days.
Pardon my burping.
For the love of God, tell me that's not getting cut.
Speaking of Foley. Yeah.
I might have to put that all the way at the end where I put all the funny stuff.
Oh, good. The rest of it's not funny. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.